All right, John. Big 2 weeks for Steve Yzerman. It's been written about in the Free Press. I know we've talked about it in Crosstalk with Gator. Mm-hmm. Mike and Rico have hit on it. Come on now, Yzerman, do something about it. And you know I have an emotional attachment to this hockey team that may or may not be...
And a financial attachment.
It may or may not be unhealthy on both fronts. Hey, 100-year celebration.
We're allowed to be fans, too.
And we are. I try to look for ways that this team could get better. The 13th pick, not going to contribute, maybe ever, certainly not for several years. Mm-hmm. That should be dangled aggressively by Steve Yzerman, okay? Free agency. I already know we're going to hear about term and the cost going up with the cap going up. The Florida guys may all stay in Florida. Mm-hmm. Marner, probably going to go to Vegas if you believe the tea leaves. They might not get a big free agent fish. But there's still no excuse. There are trades to be made. Yzerman made a name for himself with good drafting in Tampa, guys like Point and Kucherov outside the first round, but also making big trades, bold trades.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Dobson is the latest name I'd like to float out to people. He's 25 years old. He's a restricted free agent for the New York Islanders. Last year was a down year. The year before was a 70-point producer. They don't grow on trees. The Islanders have the permission to rebuild. They have the number one pick. He's available. Daily Faceoff is a hockey site. Writers spoke about six teams that make sense for Noah Dobson. And the one he thought made the most sense, John, you guessed it, are Detroit Red Wings.
And why is that, Jim?
Because in his mind, we have the urgency, we have the cap space, we have the prospects, we have the means to pull this off. And he said you could put Pelika as a centerpiece. If you don't want to, you could put Danielson as a centerpiece. If you don't want to, you have two young goalies. Pick one of them. John, they have their first. They have future firsts.
Yeah.
They have seconds. They have this prospect pool. You could throw Berggren in as a young NHL-ready piece, not as a centerpiece, but you have the means to do this. The ominous thing, though, is he ends the article with, the Wings have the need, urgency, cap space, and just as importantly from the Islanders, assets to get a deal done, as long as Yzerman is willing to pay up. Famous last words?
Right.
As long as Yzerman is willing to pay up. This hockey team will be upgraded and we'll have a better, younger, talented hockey team in the postseason next year, as long as Yzerman is willing to pay up.
So when you're acquiring a guy that's 25, you can't be, I don't think you should be worried about term.
No.
Because if it's an 8-year deal, if it's a 7-year deal, if it's a 9-year deal.
8's the most.
Right.
And it would be probably 7 with, yeah, trade.
Right. And so if that's the case, he's 32. You're not going to have wasted years. Now, I know he's coming off an injury.
But 100 block shots each of the last four seasons. He's not, you know, a wallflower.
How much does that injury affect the contract that he's going to get this year?
That's the toughest thing with the Dobson thing. Reportedly, he wanted more than $11 million, which for context, Sider is 8.5. 11.5 is ridiculous for Dobson. I wonder if last year
brings it down just a little bit.
Puts the lid on it. And you go, and maybe some of it's posturing to get out of New York. Hey, I'll stay here, but it's going to cost an arm and both legs. Yzerman wouldn't do it without an extension. No team would. But he'd be a player who'd lock in on your top four. You'd have your right side is Sider and Dobson.
Mm-hmm.
You have a potent, young, right shot defensemen are rare to get. You'd have two very good ones. And then Edvinson's on the left side and you fill in accordingly. That's a much better hockey team next year. It fits the timeline. They'd have to give up a couple picks and pay the price. I'm getting to the point, though, where when is that going to be the direction of the organization?
It's the blue line. It's defense. It's the ability to add a guy that can operate on both ends. But what did we say one of the biggest needs of this team is? Especially if you're going into it, and we have no idea what they're doing in goal.
Yeah.
But you're trying to find a way to make your goalies better by making the defense better. It seems like this one, I don't know that it falls in your lap.
No.
But it feels like if you have the biggest war chest to go and make a trade, and it's not like he's doesn't have this in his past. He doesn't have it in his past here in Detroit. But you mentioned it. In Tampa.
I mean, he traded his captain in Tampa at one point, Martin St. Louis, a franchise hero who had won a Stanley Cup. And I'm not trying to invoke the Larkin conversation. I don't bring that up for that reason. I just mean this guy used to make more aggressive trades.
So it's right there. And is the timing right? It seems like everything is falling into place for it to be this year, that they make, whether it's a trade, it's some form of big acquisition to improve this roster.
The alternative is they take a player at 13 of Swedish descent who will be here in 4 years. They add more cops and confers and holes in free agency. Don't buy out Hull or Tarasenko. Roll out another team that's going to fight and miss the playoffs next year, all while we wait for exclusive growth from within.
I don't know what they do with Hull. I don't believe there's a world where Tarasenko's here for another year. I mean, both sides don't want it.
And there's smoke out there.
Yeah. And so
it's just going to be, does Steve buy him out? Does he trade him? Does he have to attach a pick to him?
Well, we've seen him do that before.
Future considerations are coming back, baby. Starting on the blue line. Future considerations.
But it's an opportunity. And here's where it gets exciting. If this is going to happen, it can happen at any time. But most likely, it happens before the draft. When's the draft?
Friday.
So we are, just over 48 hours from this being a possibility. It could happen at any point. And not only would it be the trade, but you would also see the contract that goes with it. And now you can start having a vision for the future. I think that's what everybody wants, just a vision. The vision hasn't been working, and nobody believes in the vision.
The stat I heard after the Stanley Cup stopped me in my tracks. The Florida Panthers won the Cup with only 20% of their roster drafted by the organization. That's extreme, but it paints the picture. Building a hockey team is not exclusively draft and develop. I like Casper. I like Seider. I like Raymond. I like Edvinson. I don't know if any of these goalies are going to pan out. I don't know when Pelika is going to be here, knowing the organization, not this year. Danielson, who knows if it'll be this year. You can't rely exclusively on those guys. You've been here long enough. You put your roots down. You've got your young players. You've extended many of your young players, Seider and Raymond, Larkin, DeBrincat, guys in their 20s. Either you're going to use your cap space or you're not.
Yeah.
Either you're going to push to take the next step, or you're going to tell your fans very loudly, we're not worth your time. And hey, 100-year celebration.
Yeah.
Check out. Fun production at the Fox Theater coming this fall. I say it like I won't end up at it. Like, I'm a Red Wing fan. I love this stuff. I just wish the team was better.
Well, and that's the issue is Red Wings fans are Red Wings fans. They are going to show up.
Yeah.
And we had a texter text in earlier about, trying to get tickets in the lower bowl. They're not there. And fans are still going to show up. What is it they're going to show up to? And when is enough enough?
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Some texts on Dobson, the latest name to throw out there. Texter, who's a diehard Isles fan, says he's one of the worst D-men in the league. You would turn on him in minutes. You need scoring, not grit. If you don't love him, fine. This is not the hill I'm going to die on. It's an exercise to show that there are young, quality hockey players available.
But how many other texts and calls have we gotten talking about we need grit?
Yeah.
There are a lot of needs for this team, and you've got to start somewhere. You've got to make a move at some point.
I want some moves this offseason for sure, but if you don't value the 13th pick, why would other teams? Matthew in Detroit, parentheses, Red Wings season ticket holder. It's not that I don't value the 13th pick. I mean, Yzerman could draft a player who could turn out into something, but it's timelines.
Right.
Another team may value it more because they're starting their rebuild. We aren't starting a rebuild. John, are we starting a rebuild?
It might be. I don't know. Which rebuild are we on?
Part three. I really hope we're not doing another rebuild here in Detroit with this hockey team.
And that's the thing is, we know that Steve Yzerman values picks. And there is value in having that 13th overall pick. There's value in all of the picks. It's just a matter of when is that going to be an impactful pick? In 29?
Right.
Or 30?
Last one on this. We'd love Dobson. He's Canadian. Signed Don Cherry and Tecumseh Tom. It's 97-1.
Hey, if you woke up this morning, you put on the clothes, you're like, boy, these just don't fit like I wish they would. Maybe you avoid being in pictures. Well, just take a second and envision this. Being 40 pounds less in the next 40 days. That's right. You could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because it worked for me. I lost 50 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. If you book today, Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. And you ask, what's a body composition analysis? What are you going to find out? Everything that you want or don't want to know, but you need to know if you're going to go on this journey. How much bone mass, muscle mass, water weight, fat mass do you have in your body? They're going to pair you with a weight loss coach, and you're going to construct a plan along with your weight loss coach that will work for you. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy getting dressed in the morning, taking pictures, being in that swimsuit this summer. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. $150 value, absolutely free.
Tigers win, first to 50 in baseball. Take a look in the mirror coming up at 9:35. So, John, I briefed you on a little bit of this, but my phone was just blowing up.
Oh, just at the break there.
Yeah.
Yes. Do explain.
So, we have a catio. Hi.
We know.
Oh, you do.
Hi. You guys have listened before. And we love the catio because it lets our cat go outside without, you know, getting hit by a car or getting in a fight with a bigger animal and getting injured or killed or anything. May have just found one of the drawbacks to the catio because I have 15 text messages from my wife.
Oh my gosh. 15 text messages.
Freaking out.
Initially, I would be like, what is wrong? Did you get in a car wreck? Did somebody invade the house?
Well, sort of. On the second one.
Uh-huh.
She is on our front porch, refusing to go back in.
Oh, she's currently on the front porch.
Because Roomba, our cat,
yeah,
brought in, at first she said a mouse, and now she's saying a rat from the catio into our home.
Is it dead, gutted? Did the Roomba kill it?
So, I don't know.
Okay, compare it to, ask her to compare it to a can of Diet Coke.
Compare right. this. Compare it,
because
the
there's
size.
A big difference in a mouse or a rat.
A rat is a big rodent.
Oh, yeah. Size matters.
I'm and a sure mouse you, is would probably be pretty small.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you lift it by its tail.
Look, if it's dead, it's easy. I'll just go home and we'll pitch it. But if it's like still kind of alive / loose in the house, she's not going to go back in. So I go, well, I'm still here for another hour.
Roomba will kill uh-huh. it. I have a feeling.
Yeah.
If let it's still alive.
Yeah. I mean, if it's her. if this is the killer animal that you have described to us,
he well, this would have had to come into his domain, so he had to play a little hidden and then pounce.
Did he invoke the castle doctrine?
What's the castle?
Right. Doctrine? Yes. Hey, you're in my house.
Oh,
I
yeah.
get to kill you.
That's absolutely what he did.
He's probably proud of his kill.
Oh, that's the thing. That's what she said. He comes up all proud, presenting it to you. Here you go.
Uh-huh.
Aren't you proud of me? And her reaction is to run frightened out of the house.
As this mouse or rat is in its mouth, was its leg still flailing away?
Well, he's brought a mouse in before, and like an actual mouse, and it was still flailing, and you just scoop it and throw it in a garbage bag and throw it away.
Uh-huh. Do you have a shovel for this?
Yeah, I have a shovel. I'll get it on the way in.
Well, I mean, she could use a shovel.
She's not going to do this.
No. No.
It's dead and she can't pick it up.
I don't know if it's dead.
It has I'm gonna clarify. To be.
Is
no
it
way.
Dead? No, he's brought him in before, not dead.
I understand where she's coming
just maimed.
From. Like, if it was dead, I still would not be able to pick it up. Scoop it up, pick
really?
It up. No. I would not be scared to go back in the house. I would go back in the house, but it would be there until Colin got home. And then he could scoop it up.
So we had a bat in our house one time.
Oh, that's the worst.
And it was in the basement, and I saw it hanging there on the wall. And I used a coffee can and trapped it up against the wall and then slid cardboard. And I took it out. Holding it together like that and let it loose. And you won't pick up a dead mouse?
I can't even. I scream. I let out a verbal scream when I vacuum a spider. Like, I cannot.
Really?
Yes. Like, I do not like rodents, bugs, or things of the sort. Birds. We had a dead bird. You know, a bird flew into the window, died right there on our front porch, and it would have been there forever had not been for Colin. Like, I couldn't even go out there with a shovel and scoop it up.
Really?
I mean, if it was only me and I with the kids, of course I would have to do
You'd
it.
You have to, yes.
But
I got the solution.
Yeah.
Call Cindy Stone and have her talk.
Yes! That is it!
Get her on speed dial.
Now, there's a big difference, obviously, between a mouse and a rat.
Well, there is a difference.
Clearly, there's a big difference, yes. So, and I've had some experience with both, and the rats are, they're way nastier in so many different ways. But just in terms of disgusting, rats are much more disgusting. The mice are... they're quick, they're elusive, they're hard to catch, and really the only way to catch it at that point is to set a mouse trap.
Yeah.
And then you wait for the little, you know, spring to get sprung, and you hear it, and you're like, I got him!
So this is currently unfolding right now at my house. The text was, bigger than the mini can of Coke. That doesn't really help us out.
That's pretty big, though. I mean, I think of a mouse as
still being a mouse.
I think it's a mouse. If it's not as big as a can of Coke, then
it's a mouse.
It's a mouse.
I said, is it dead? And she said, I don't know. Because, again, she's not going in the house.
Can she look in the window to see where it was?
These are things she could do, yes. These are the updates I have.
So what's the plan for her now? Is she just
going to
get in the car? Are her keys inside?
I feel like Heather with the news right now. I don't have the answers
She's
to the questions you're asking.
She's stuck on the porch.
She's going to wait for Jim to come home to kill the mouse.
Yes, and then I'll have to deal with whatever situation we currently have ourselves in. Okay. All right, let's get to Joe in Allen Park. Joe, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, fantastic. I built catios, and I built the catio for my cats. And I came home the other day after golf, and there was a dead bird in my basement floor. And so I put it in a box, picked it up, and looked around the basement, and there is bird blood splatter all on the walls in the basement, which the cat had brought in. The bird was probably flying around, injured, and just making a mess of my basement. And then I came home last night, and I heard a little chirping outside the window, the cat door. And one of my cats comes in with a little baby bird in his mouth that I had to extract from and bring it back outside.
So let's back up to the beginning of this conversation. You're a catio contractor?
Yeah, it started as a side hustle that I just built a catio at my house, posted pictures online, Facebook and whatnot. And then a gal that my wife knows on Facebook made a post earlier this year and said, hey, does anyone know anyone who builds catios? My wife responded, made a post, hey, my husband built this for us last summer and our cats love it. She's like, oh my God, is he available for hire? And so I said, I'll go out there, give her a quote. And she wanted like her full back porch enclosed and gave her a quote. And it was a big, huge job, like $4,000 or $5,000 for a catio. But she absolutely loved it. Post that. More people said, you know, hey, so I just kept me busy ever since.
Referrals kept you going. People mocking my catio. It's full-time business for this guy.
What's the wait list for a catio?
Well, this time of year, I'm sure it's, you know.
It's probably, we found the only dude that does it.
Right.
Did you have a guy or did you build it yourself?
We bought like basically a pre...
You bought like a kit.
One of you assemble it.
You went to
IKEA.
The IKEA cat
the
store.
The equivalent, yes. Yeah. Quick ticket text on this. We'll come get it. Signed, Lafayette, Coney Island.
Oh, no.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Oh, no. This is kind of a cool story. There's a local father who was shocked to receive a DM from Joe Jonas after making a video on TikTok about ticket prices. So this dad, who's from Sterling Heights, was really excited. He's going to still plans to surprise his daughter with tickets to a Jonas Brothers concert. Young girl. She just she's a big fan of first concert. And he bought tickets for the show that was originally scheduled for Comerica Park. He got four tickets, one for him, his wife, his daughter, and their son as well. Said, pretty decent ticket, spent about $450 for all four, right? A decent chunk of money. And then, of course, that concert got switched to the LCA, which he was notified and all the people who had tickets could like pre-order, right? Kind of like you're the first in line to get new tickets. Well, he was right there in line and he said he was shocked by how much more the tickets cost for the LCA. And if he was going to try to spend the same amount of money, he'd be up in he'd have way worse seats, right? So he was just like, I can't fathom doing this. So he made a little video and he posted it on his business's account, his TikTok account, about 1,000 followers. So not a ton of people following it, but the video went viral. The Jonas Brothers saw it. They commented. Joe Jonas commented on the video. He said, I got you, fam, messaging you. Nick and Kevin Jonas liked it as well. And then he got a DM from him and was like, hey, how can I contact you? How can I get in touch with your family? And so the man did give him his contact info, and it sounds like he's going to be hooked up, I'm guessing, with some good tickets. Yeah. But he says he hasn't received anything yet, but that if he doesn't even receive them, he still plans on trying to get tickets like closer to the concert date and hopefully getting a better price. But kind of cool that his little video sparked mega attention even from the Jonas Brothers. So the 2025 season could be the last for Aaron Rodgers. He did an interview on the Pat McAfee show. This was on Tuesday, and he said that he was pretty sure this is it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time, and I know that words matter with Aaron Rodgers, but I like that he left himself an out so that after this year, if he says, oh yeah, this is definitely my last year, if he has a good one and another team wants to sign him, if he wants to keep playing, I'm never going to tell a guy that, hey, well, you said you were going to retire, you shouldn't play anymore.
No, it gives him an out so we can drag this for another offseason.
The 2025 Steelers, love, fun, and peace.
One more story for you guys. There's a guy in Connecticut that got stuck inside of a chimney, then got hit with a $10,000 bill. So firefighters had to rescue this guy who got stuck in the chimney of a pavilion at a park. Happened over the weekend. The guy was, I guess, trying to rescue his dog who was locked inside the park's bathrooms. And I guess, according to the report, the park's bathrooms are connected to this building with the chimney. So he thought, okay, if I climb up the chimney, I can get into the bathrooms because everything got locked at a certain time. So he couldn't get his poor dog out. So he thought, this is a perfect idea. But it wasn't so perfect because he got stuck. Firefighters had to come remove parts of the chimney and the building to get him out.
Oh my God.
Caused about $10,000 worth of damage, which he now has to cover. And then they hit him with a charge. He got charged with burglary, trespassing, and criminal mischief. And everyone was okay. The dog was rescued. He was fine. But yeah. Huh. Maybe you just make a phone call.
Yeah.
Maybe there's, I don't know, park rangers or somebody in the community you could call and get a key.
Yeah.
Heather with the news. All right, update. Wife said she can't see inside because she doesn't have her contacts in.
Okay, so,
so
was it a mouse? Yeah. Was it a rat? Could
was
it have
a
been
bird?
A bird?
Yeah.
Says I'm having
could it have been a chunk of mulch?
I don't think it was a chunk of mulch. Says I'm having a Brad Marchand summer.
Oh. Wow. Hockey reference.
There you go. All right, we're going to talk a little Tiger baseball next, 97.1. John's guy, Dylan Dingler, breaking the game open.
Oh, yeah. Got that notification. Loved it.
You were in the car for the Wenzel Perez.
Back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Picking him off at second base from right field. Great throws.
Scooble not his best. Tigers win anyway. Mm-hmm. 50 wins, the first in baseball to 50 wins. And John, I don't know if this was like a crisis of conscience or something, but you sent me an Instagram message the other day.
Yeah, I think I sent it to you on, it was Monday or Tuesday. After it was Monday, because I know it's taking Teddy to Fight Club. When they have, we've talked about the needs of this team as we approach the trade deadline. And when we left on Monday, I think I may even mention it, like, it kind of felt like we were setting this team up to have to add six players at the trade deadline. This is still the best team in baseball. And it was confirmed because later in the day, Major League Baseball came out with their power rankings. And they're generally pretty close or pretty spot on. You got 10 teams. They give you 6 through 10 on the first graphic, and then you have to, you know, swipe the screen to see who's the next graphic. And as you get closer to one, you're like, oh, where are the Tigers at? Oh, there's the Dodgers. Oh, there's the Mets. There's the Yankees. There's the Phillies. Tigers were still number one, even though they had a tough stretch against the Pittsburgh Pirates, a tough open, you know, couple of games against Tampa Bay. They're still viewed as Not just because they have the best record in baseball, but because they are the best team in baseball right now. And I don't know if it was a crisis of conscience, but I did ask the question, are we too hard on our team? Because we see every pitch. We see every at-bat. And at this time of the year, I don't think we overreact to one loss because AJ has trained us well. It's one of 162. But the month of June hasn't been great for some of the players. It's been great for Riley Green.
Yeah, he's put the team on his back.
And it's been really good for Javier.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been great for Jack Flaherty. Hasn't been great for the bullpen. Hasn't been great for Spencer Torkelson. It's been, you know, pretty good for some of the other guys. So
what are you saying?
I'm asking the question, have we been too hard on this team? Even though they are seen across Major League Baseball as still the best team in baseball, and some of it is just analyzing what does this team need to add, because every team needs to add. Dodgers need to add starting pitcher. The Yankees, I don't necessarily know if there's anything that they need to add. They just need to play more consistent baseball because they went three games without even scoring a single run. Three shutouts in a row with that lineup.
So we'll hold up the mirror to ourselves and look, the whole station. I mean, we're the table setters. Are we too hard on this team? They have the best record in all of baseball. I'd point out that when the Yankees were shut out three straight days, I'm sure New York radio talked about it.
Oh, sure.
You know, I just think that's what we do. I mean, we are living and dying with our team. We finally have a good baseball team, and we have a team that we believe in. And because they're so good, we want them to capitalize on their potential. So we look to things like, hey, in the month of June, you have one of the five or six worst bullpens in terms of ERA, FIP, swing and miss, strikeouts per nine. The bullpen's taken on water. Well, the bullpen's critically important when you get to the playoffs because unless you're Skubal, you're not seeing guys a third time through the order. So in that fifth or sixth inning, you're going to your super pen and you're looking for matchups. And Holton, Hanifee, and Herder aren't the guys they were a year ago, right? And we'll see if Lang comes back healthy, but it's not the same bullpen they were a year ago. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to target guys and pitch shapes and rebuild this bullpen to maximize who they are as a baseball team. And I don't think we have to like couch it with they're a good baseball team, but I think our listeners know they're a good baseball team. We can just have those conversations. They don't need a pat on the butt of every time we bring up a flaw, but you're still really good.
Well, but and some of it is just the belief because of where they were at this time last year. Now, we know they went on a historic run. They made the postseason. All of what happened last year was fun. It was exciting, and it was completely out of nowhere. And now they've followed it up with legitimizing what they did at the end of last year. I think there is still some, you know, is Torque going to be a contributor for 162? Colt Keith, who has been much better. Riley Green's been great, and I mean, it was kind of highlighted last night when Carp went yard, and you mentioned it like...
Yeah, Benetti let it slip. Hey, it's first in 22 games that Carp has hit a home run.
Right.
Was Benetti being too negative on the broadcast last night, or is that just telling the whole story?
Well, it's telling the whole story, but it's also, it does chip away a little bit of the faith that you have because of the experiences that we've been through in the last decade.
Yeah, I just think that's what it is. It's telling the whole story. No team is perfect. The best teams will trade for players at the trade deadline, and the Tigers are no different. But you let us know. If you feel like the coverage has been too harsh, we're too hard on this team, we don't relish in the positivity enough. Instead, we're... What did Jared Goff say? Let us know. 248-539-9797.
This is the first team to 50 wins.
Yeah. And they're pacing for 100 wins.
And they and now some of this is division, but they also have the biggest lead in any division.
Of course, we're too hard on this team. They're 11-9 their last 20. People talk like this is a last place team, Mike in Clarkston. No, you guys remember what it's like when we talked about them as a last place team. We don't have to go that far back. They're not being discussed as a last place team. Listen, this Tigers team is a legit contender, and that's all you can ask. Can they win it all? Absolutely. Betting odds give them top three, says a lot.
Betting, I don't know what the betting odds are. I'll take your word that they're top three. I would guess that the other two are National League teams. So of the American League teams, probably top betting odds in the American League.
That's been them or the Yankees for a while now. Texter says, I know I'm too hard on them. Ever since the beginning of the magical run last year, I keep expecting the bottom to fall out, but they're a playoff team. I just struggle to see them as a real contender for the World Series, Tom and Flat Rock. That's an honest ticket text.
Yeah, I mean, they're 81-43 since this started last August. That's incredible. To play 660, almost 667 baseball over, winning 2 out of 3 over 124 games. I mean, that's insane. And so you sit there and you look at that number and you're like, why would I say anything bad about this? How can something possibly be bad? Well, I think nitpicking Flaherty starts is fair game during a season. You gave him tons of compliments when he pitched 4 good games in a row.
Yeah, and the fourth was against the Cubs, best offense in baseball to win a series. And I said, Jack's back. Well, since then, the last 2 starts have been terrible. If he's lousy tonight,
Costa jinx.
Are we allowed to bring it up, or is it negative?
I think we've been fair to him because he had the 4-game stretch. Now he's had these 2. We didn't go nuts on Monday because he had the bad game Friday. Now I think tonight, if he looks like he did the last 2 starts, it starts to become fair game. He's a roller coaster pitcher. Why can't we talk about that in real time?
Well, because it matters, because who's the number 2?
Right.
And at his best, yeah, what he did against the Cubs, that's a guy I want to give the ball to in a big postseason spot. The guy he was the last 2 times out,
yeah.
I mean, out of necessity, he pitches, but that's it.
I think sometimes we do a bad job of overlooking great stories like Wenciel Perez, who is absolutely changing this lineup right now. Now
he's been over 300.
Right. He's 13 extra base hits in 23 games. He hit 5th last night in the lineup behind your best hitter. You know, it's like, okay, is this guy going to almost borderline be an acquisition, like an everyday acquisition that plays? I don't know how you bench him right now. He's a switch hitter.
He plays good defense, and he's a good defender. He can play multiple positions in the outfield.
I mean, Dan was pointing out over the weekend that is, you know, can he get some power from the right side? So far, so good.
He's crushing lefties.
So maybe we do a bad job of that. Like, I don't trust Wenciel Perez. He's just a bit player. You know, maybe Jamai Jones is the next Andy Ibañez this year.
Those are bit players, and those are important players.
He's a bit player. Perez might be coming like one of the most important players on this team.
Okay. He's not yet, though.
He's had 75 at-bats.
Yeah, and in terms of us not highlighting the good stories, we're selling Fear Javier t-shirts on the website right now.
Why don't you call him by his real name?
Disrespect him.
Oh, but it's. I think there is this feeling, and it's a matter of trust, where, like that last ticket texter said, you're afraid that somehow the bottom's going to fall out. Like, you pinch yourself, and you find out that it doesn't hurt, you're in a dream.
Well, I do think, now, as what listening to the show for 4 hours every day, I do think there is, we speak of, well, there's going to be regression. He's going to come back down to earth a little bit. And then when the regression happens, it's, guys, he's, I mean, Jack Flaherty is a great example. Yeah, Tom says that if he pitches poorly again tonight, are we going to have those honest conversations about Jack Flaherty? Well, if he pitches well tonight, is Jack back again? Like, this team to me has been so worry-free. Like,
yeah.
If they have a bad 4 games, wait a week. It's like a bad haircut. Your bad haircut's going to be fine in a week.
I like the analogy. It's worth pointing out they haven't had a bad 4 games. 3 games is their longest losing streak so far this season. So you guys tell us. Do you feel like you wish the coverage was even more positive, less negative? Are we too hard on this team? Or is this like a fair way of talking about a team that's in that World Series hunt? It's 97-1. Talk about Brightside Dental. Get a brighter smile without breaking the bank. Now you're talking. Brightside Dental is your spot. If you're looking for a reason to book that dentist appointment, the summertime's going to fill up your schedule with camps, sports, vacations. Make that appointment, whether it's the first visit or the first in a long time, they're ready to take care of you. No judgment if you've skipped those regular cleanings. They're not going to lecture you. $35 new patient special that covers exams and x-rays without any hidden fees. Make an appointment and get back in that routine before the summer really gets rolling. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Tell them Jim Costa in the Morning Show sent you. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
I told you. Do not run on me. Did you not see what I just did? Wenciel Perez.
It's a great call by Dickerson. Hell of a play. Several plays in editing from Wenciel. Wait till you get a hold of what Carson Anderson are doing today. They've got some fun stuff planned. We'll get to that end of the hour here. Text on the Tigers. Are we too hard on this team? First to 50 wins. Texter says, absolutely not too hard. When you're this close, you make the moves necessary to win a championship. The way they're currently built won't win a title. They need pitching and probably one bat. I don't think anyone's too hard on the Tigers. I feel like the Leland era, we freaked out way more, specifically with the bullpen, for seeming the whole era. Even when Valverde was perfect, we knew it was a ticking time bomb. Texter says, collectively, you guys are too hard on the Tigers. If you listen throughout the day, which I sometimes do, I'll have to turn it off because all the thoughts of the Tigers imploding, the statistics look very differently than you guys have suggested.
Yeah, and honestly, the only stat that really matters is wins and losses. But if you're starting to talk about success in the postseason, there are some deficiencies. And other teams will add at the deadline. And I do believe that the Tigers will add. It's just a matter of who and how many.
Let's be real. The station bends over backwards to find something negative to talk about. I don't blame you guys. A 24-hour glaze fest doesn't make for good radio. I really don't think we bend over backwards to be negative. I mean, I clearly don't agree with some of our texters. I'm not going out of my way to root against my hometown ball club that's finally playing well. But
no, and we're super excited to have Tiger baseball to talk about going into July. Was the last time we've been able to do this in Detroit sports radio.
That's the dirty little secret, guys. If the team wasn't any good, we'd just be doing what, chicken tenders for 4 hours. It's nice to have a baseball team that you can talk about, that people are invested in.
And because of that, they're good for the first time in 10 years going on. Yeah, I do expect them to be buyers at the deadline.
Yes.
Good teams buy at the deadline.
That doesn't mean they're flawed or bad.
Bad teams sell at the deadline.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've been waiting to get some more ticket texts on the mouse.
Oh yeah.
Rat,
what's the update?
Situation.
Do we have capture?
Not that I'm aware of. Kelsey says that Roomba's back out in the catio, so he's back on the hunt looking for more. I don't know what that means for the animal that is maybe dead inside our house, maybe alive.
Can she close the door to the catio so that
to be in the
Roomba
house.
Is...
She's still outside.
She's still outside. She has not gone back inside.
Yeah.
I love this.
You're going home to... And she's still going to be on the front porch or in the backyard.
Yeah. What did Lisa texted you? What would she be doing
Oh,
right now?
She would totally freak out if there was... And if it was a rat in the house, yeah, she would probably leave for a week.
I mean, I understand where she's coming from. You guys, I'm terrified of things like this.
Yeah.
But it's funny hearing it from this side when I'm not in it. Because I do think I'd go back in the house.
I just want an update because
the
what I don't want to do...
mouse isn't going to attack you.
No, and it's not going to go get her. It's not out for her.
So we're doing the shows Thursday and Friday from Shanty Creek. And we're leaving later today.
Uh-huh.
What I want to do is go home and take care of this. What I don't want to have to do is a hide and seek game when I'm leaving.
You're going to have to set up traps.
No, I hope it's dead sitting on the hardwood floor and I'm going to shovel it out of the house and we're going to be done.
Will you use a shovel or you just bag it, like pick it up with a...
I don't know how big this thing is.
I mean, it can't be...
It's bigger than a mini Coke can, but not as big as a Coke can.
If it's like we've had a mouse in the house before. If it's one of those, just bag it and throw it away. Texter says, my girlfriend called me crying to come home over 20 minutes away after she encountered a spider. I went home and took care of it with a spider vacuum.
A spider vacuum?
It says a designated spider vacuum. She's convinced the spiders die when they go in the vacuum, but they usually don't. So this is an unnamed texter because I know she listens.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I need a spider vacuum.
You don't just have pinchers?
Oh, no. I will never, ever pick up a bug with a tissue.
Oh, I'm just talking
my fingers.
The kids will do this. They'll say, Dad, there's a spider. And I'll just go over and just squeeze it.
I either get the vacuum and scream, or I turn around and let it scurry away and pretend like I never saw it. Or Colin will come in the house and he'll see like random jars. Like one day he went to the basement. He's like, Heather, why is there a paint can sitting in the middle of the basement? I'm like, there's a spider underneath it. Like I just, nope. And then I run away. But a spider
How
vacuum.
How come our mixing bowl is upside down?
Exactly.
Don't move that.
Don't touch it.
Yeah.